Here's a little message found floating in a bottle. It drifted down the ages from the days of Aristotle. It popped by our buddy Buddha, who never heard of the Big Bang. But that wise old Buddha knew where there's yin, there's always yang. Everything is made of opposites, from great big blobs to little bitty bits. Without a bond to make them stay, all our parts would fly away. Every change must have two opposites that push and pull and give each other fits. For every act, some things react, said Sir Isaac, it's a fact. The new side pushes against the old. That's the way changes do unfold. If you give a push, something pushes back. Sometimes you retreat, sometimes you attack. So by now perhaps you understand, there is no way to clap with just one hand. Whether you stand or you simply sit, whether you're cool or a bit misfit, whether you try or you say I quit, everything must have its opposite.